Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I am Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 66. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian leaders understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission for the glory of God. Our Bible passage for this episode is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, which says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient." Our quote for this episode is from Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. She said, "Don't follow the crowd. And I love this. Let the crowd follow you." In this podcast, my beloved, we are going through the fine books, Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders by Aubrey Mauffers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less by David Browning, and Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership by John Dixon. If you enjoy this podcast, if you're benefiting from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of each of these books from wherever you find and buy your books. Our topic today is part 5 of the textbook on persuasion from Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love, and Leadership by John Dixon. He continues as follows. Jay's final statement is the modern equivalent of Aristotle's insistence that character is almost the controlling factor in effective communication. I found this principle working on me when I was involved in a historical documentary for Australian television a few years ago. I had the opportunity to interview about a dozen international experts on ancient Judaism, the life of Christ, the Dead Sea Scrolls, first century Rome, archaeology, and so on. It was a dream come true. At one point, the producer described me as a kid in a candy shop. All the scholars were at the top of their respective fields, full professors in leading universities, but some carried themselves more like low-level researchers than renowned authorities. Two stood out. Martin Hingle was professor, later professor emeritus, of New Testament and Early Judaism at Germany's prestigious University of Tübingen from 1910 1972 until his death in July 2009. The author of dozens of important monographs and literally hundreds of technical articles, Professor Hengel was the scholar's scholar, as comfortable in the classical sources of Greece and Rome as he was in the many and varied writings of Jewish and Christian antiquity. Few experts can expect to write something others will describe as landmark, but Hengel was a one-man landscape producing standard works in various areas of history. I had the privilege of conducting what was perhaps Hengel's last full-scale television interview. When the film crew and I met him in his flat overlooking the Neckar River in central Tübingen, I was struck by several things. First, his enormous private library was described by his academic colleague Peter Stuhlmacher, whom we interviewed later that day, as perhaps the finest private collection in Europe. Actually, his flat was too spacious, interconnected three-bedroom apartments, one for him and the warmly hospitable Frau Hengel, and one for books. At least four large rooms filled to overflowing with scholarly tomes written in German, English, French, and Italian, as well as all of the relevant primary sources in Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, Coptic, Greek, and Latin. During the interview, I couldn't help gazing around the room and noticing the countless slips of paper peering out of so many of the items on the shelves. These books had been analyzed and absorbed, not just consulted and displayed. I left his home feeling slightly fraudulent as a scholar. Most of all, I was also deeply impressed by Hengel's humility. He really seemed as interested in each of us, a junior historian, cameraman, sound guy, director, producer, as we were in him, as we enjoyed coffee and Brazil following the formalities. Herr and Frau Hengel peppered us with questions about our work, our families, life in Australia, and the various other scholars we knew. It is a special kind of person who has so much to give and yet prefers to find out about others. I have since learned from other scholars around the world that the Hengels were known in Tübingen for their Friday evening discussions in the home with groups of eager students. These would often run until midnight. Hospitality, friendship, and scholarship always went together in Hengel's life. Meeting Martin Hengel had a peculiar effect on me, but before I describe it, let me offer my second example. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will pick up here next time. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you'll help us to learn how to plan well, to strategize, and to execute for your glory, praise, and honor with great effectiveness for the salvation of the lost and for the revival of the saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.